Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Jonathan Brule, and this morning's conversation is with Robert Che, Associate Director for Management at OMB. Also joining us in our conversation is John Kamensky, Senior Fellow at the IBM Center for the Business of Government. In 2003, OMB initiated its Program Assessment Rating Tool, commonly referred to as PART. Robert, would you tell us about PART, its purpose, its scope, how is it designed, and what's the overall status of the PART initiative today?
The Program Assessment Rating Tool is a simple device to guide agencies in OMB in assessing the management and performance of programs. It's comprised of 25 or so basic questions asking whether a program's purpose is clear and it's well-designed to achieve its objectives, whether it's got outcome-oriented long-term and annual goals and aggressive targets, whether it's well-managed. Most importantly, the tool asks whether a program achieves its goals. We've asked these questions of virtually every program in the government now. We've assessed 100% of government spending, give or take 5-8%. And the purpose is to ascertain what barriers exist to improving a program's performance. And once we identify those barriers, come up with strategies to overcome them. The way it works is agencies tell us what the right answers to these questions are. Like any self-assessment, it's going to appear more generous than it should be. So we at OMB kind of look at the evidence that has been provided and try to work with the agency to come up with the right answers to these questions and then come up with a reasonable, accurate, and objective overall assessment for a program. Once OMB and the agency staff arrive at the right answer, my staff does an audit of all the parts to make sure that they are consistent with the rules, whether we've applied the questions consistently to programs across the government. After that, if an agency doesn't like its overall assessment, it can appeal to a high-level committee comprised of deputies from various agencies in the government. And then we arrive at a final rating, and we use that not only to identify strategies to improve programs, but to make decisions about programs, about whether we need to propose legislative fixes to make them perform better, what their budget level ought to be. Is this program performing at a high enough level where we can invest more, or do we need to fix something before we scale it up? Hopefully we can make more and more of those decisions, but for the first time we've had this uniform set of assessments to make decisions like this across government so we can see the performance of programs within agencies, but also, perhaps more importantly, like programs across government, programs with similar goals.
How has the PART introduced a new level of transparency and led to a more citizen-centric government?
As long as we've been doing the Program Assessment Rating Tool, we have published all of the answers and the evidence upon which those answers are based on the Internet. At OMB's website. But it was so difficult to navigate that you might as well not have been posting it at all. Analysts might have been able to look at the data and made some use of it. People familiar with a specific program might have found it useful. But otherwise, it wasn't very accessible. So we stepped back and launched a website called expectmore.gov to sort of summarize all of the program assessments into language that was more easily understandable by the average reader or visitor to the site and made it searchable by a common search tool. But all the evidence is there. We haven't reduced the amount of information that's there. We've just summarized it in a way that's more accessible, readable, understandable, so that people can make greater use of it. We've had more than a couple of million visitors to the site, which is more modest than I'd like it to be, but is a lot more than visited in the past. And I hope that that information can be much more usable in the future, that people will visit the site as a way to look at how other programs are finding out how to do better and better every year, but also to hold programs accountable. You know, ultimately, we ought to be candid about whether or not we're achieving our objectives on behalf of the American people, and trying to collaborate on ways to do better in the future. I will tell you, one of the most visited sites on expectmore.gov is the Gallaudet University part. We are the federal investment in Gallaudet University. We taxpayers invest $100 million a year in Gallaudet, so we thought it was a useful program to assess. And when you look at the data, it shows that graduates in jobs or degree programs commensurate with their degrees from Gallaudet reduced by a dramatic amount. And the part makes you ask why. What's causing that? And there's been a lot of discussion between us and Gallaudet. Gallaudet is an important, storied institution that is serving a pivotal role educating deaf people, both from the K through 12 all the way through the postgraduate level, doing very important research on deaf education. But the part highlighted what really was invisible to most, and that was a decrease in some of their performance. And so hopefully we will come up with ways to improve. That's the most high-profile assessment we've done. But all of these programs provide an opportunity to identify weaknesses and strategies to overcome them.
Well, in the first year, I noticed that it was treated largely as a compliance exercise. And the next year, it seemed to be that a lot more senior executives were paying attention to the process. How does this part score wind up influencing an agency's budget, either in the president's budget or up on the Hill in the appropriations process? And are you trying to generate more interest up on the Hill on this?
Well, starting with your first point about compliance exercise, the part is what you make it. The program assessment rating tool can be a very effective way to drive greater performance in your organization because it's really basic questions about a program's performance and management that we all ought to be asking whether or not we're achieving. As far as the use of this as a device to make budget decisions, we ought to be making decisions based on performance and management of programs. This just gives us a uniform way to produce that evidence and use it as a factor in decision making. But you know, John, that we don't make these decisions based on one factor alone. There are a lot of drivers to decisions about program budgets. My job is to make performance an increasingly important factor, and the part is a very powerful tool. But decisions will be made to increase funding or decrease funding for a program that are not related to performance. A program may have outlived its usefulness. The original purpose might have gone away. Or a program may not be a priority for a particular administration or committee chairman. So a lot of factors go into decision-making about program funding. A program that is rated ineffective may need additional funds to address a particular weakness. And a high-performing program may, as I say, outlived its usefulness or not be a high priority, and therefore its funding can be diverted to other uses. If you look at the PART ratings, there is a slight correlation. Higher performing programs tend to, in the aggregate, get higher budgets, and programs in the lower rated category tend to get less funding. But there's no direct correlation between a program's rating and its funding level. There's a tremendous opportunity to make greater use of this on the Hill. Some resist it. I fail to understand why, except that I think some may view a criticism of a program that they created as a personal slight. And I can't say enough or clearly enough or repeat enough. This is intended to be a characterization of the status quo about a program's performance and management. And we want these programs to work as much as anyone else. And the path forward is to address whatever weaknesses we find, not ignore them.
Last year in 2005, the PART won the prestigious Innovations in American Government Award. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about the award and what the significance is of receiving it?
The Ash Institute, in collaboration with the Kennedy School of Government and the Council for Excellence in Government, every year receive nominations for innovations in American government, things that they think ought to be replicated because of the promise of the particular innovation to improving the lives of Americans or the performance and management of government. And in 2005, they recognized the program assessment rating tool as one of those innovations worthy of replication. It was a high honor to have received that award. It was not received by me. It was rightly went to the folks at OMB who developed the tool. It was important recognition that I think validated for all of us who've been toiling at this the methodology we're using to assess program performance and management. The program comes with a $100,000 grant, which because we were OMB, we couldn't receive. We had to take the award alone as compensation.
What is expectmore.gov, and how does the PART facilitate budget performance integration? We will ask Robert Shea, Associate Director for Management at OMB, to share with us the answers to these questions when we return and continue our conversation about management on the Business of Government Hour.